Welcome, everyone. Thursday night. Bless God. I think the message is going to be better than how I do singing tonight. But, hey, you're gracious. Everybody's gracious. So this is it's a beautiful song, though. So fortunately, you got the words on my Facebook. See that little computer there? They've got the they can actually see the words, which is going to be very much needed for this. Wake up the sunlight with your windows open. Don't hold in your anger or leave things unspoken. Wear your red dress, use your good dishes. Make a big mess and make lots of wishes. And have what you want, but want what you have. But don't spend your life looking back. Turn up the music. It up loud. Take a few chances. Let it all out. 'Cause you won't regret it. Looking back from where you have been, it's not what you knew. It's not what you did. It's how you live. So go to the ball games and go to the ballet. Go see your folks more than just on the holidays. Kiss all your children, dance with your wife. Tell your husband you love him every night. And run from the truth 'cause you can't get away. Oh no, just face it and you'll be okay. Turn up the music, turn it up loud. Take a few chances, let it all out. 'Cause you won't regret it. Looking back from where you have been, 'cause it's not who you knew, it's not what you did, it's how you lived. And oh, wherever you are and wherever you've been, now is the time to begin. So give to the needy and pray for the grieving. And when you don't think that you can, 'cause all that you do is bound to come back to you. So think of your fellow man and make peace with God and make peace with yourself. Oh yeah. 'Cause in the end there's nobody else. Turn up the music. Turn it up loud. Take a few chances. Let it all out. 'Cause you won't regret it. Looking back from where you what you did, it's how you live. 'Cause it's not who you knew, it's not what you did, it's how you live. Yay! What's that? It's a pretty song, isn't it? It's going to be beautiful when Melody sings it. And I got all the, we got all the other instruments, too. Actually, we're not going to have keyboard this Sunday. But, yeah, it's a pretty song. It's a pretty song. Melody has to do that one. It was funny because we got all these songs that we can do because we have communion this Sunday. So we have all these songs to do. And I tried to pick some ones I can get away with our limited instruments here. Now, this is going to be our opening hymn. Let's keep it four numbers. 2, 3, 4. And I know you know this song. So we got to make sure you sing along with us, all right? Got Lord prepare. He's got it. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. It is you, Lord, who came to save the heart and soul of every man. It is you, Lord, who knows my weakness, who gives me strength with thine own hand. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Clicking on here to get through this next stuff. The special is going to be Holy Spirit by Francesca Batticelli, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song, but you're not going to hear it tonight. So we're going to actually go right into a song we're going to play for communion. And a lot of times the communion songs we're playing, we don't have the words up on the screen, and actually, I don't know that we do on this one, actually, either. I don't remember if she put it up there for us, but it's easy, easy stuff. Easy stuff. It's written by John Foley. This might have actually been back in the 80s or 90s, I think. Maybe in the 70s. I remember it actually a lot of times it was, I think I heard this actually first played in the Catholic Church because I was raised Roman Catholic. Who knows where it really came from, right? One bread, one body, one Lord of all. One body in this one, Lord.
throughout the earth. We are one body in this one Lord.
This one.
Many the gifts, many the words, one in the Lord. Sacrificed one for all. One bread, one body, one Lord of all. One cup of blessings which we bless, and we throughout the earth, we are one body in this one Lord.
Isn't that a pretty song? That's your communion. That's your communion song on Sunday. Yeah, it's a pretty song. Have you sung it in a mass? Good. That's good. It's a pretty song. I'm pretty sure that's like from 70s, 80s era, if I remember correctly. At least that's when I first heard it. Of course, that would have been when I was old enough to remember.
Okay.
Like I said, we're going to do songs that we know that we can get by with musically, and you can sing along with too. This is actually going to be your closing for Sunday.
He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought, oh, words with heavenly comfort brought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful Father I will be, for by his hands he leadeth me. Lord, I would place my hand in thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, still 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, and by the grace the victory's won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his own hand. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Simple. Pure. Do you want to go for the last one, Bruce?
Okay.
That's right. That's right. No refunds. No refund. Oh, but it's all fun. It's all a lot of fun.
Well, bless God. I've been glancing back here. I can see a number of people. Jim Whitlock, Nancy Parker, Melissa Reeves, Chris Burton, Rob Lindsay, Dave McKinney, Carolyn Clover. Mark and Gloria Burton, Rosalie, Julia Morrison, and Melissa. Oh, my gosh. God bless you. And then another four or five more. Okay, I've had a lot too many to read right now. But bless God, we're praising God. I'm going to do a message after this song. This is one of those songs when you like to have lots of other instruments to help fill in the gaps. This is actually going to be post-service, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. This Sunday I've got a post-service special for Melody. That's actually going to be By Faith. I don't know if you remember By Faith. We're not going to do that one right now, though. By faith we see the hand of God. Pretty song, but it's a bigger sound. We need more instruments for that one. So we're going to make an attempt here to do... Actually, if you click on through, you actually get to it. Actually put it on this toward the end. You'll do that, then you'll see a picture. One more. There it is. So this is based off of the Doobie Brothers' Listen to the Music, all right? I'm going to put some Christian lyrics to this, and it's a lot of fun. Don't you feel it growing day by day? People getting ready for the news. Some are happy, some are sad. Oh, we got to share the news today. What the people need is a way to make them smile. Ain't so hard to know if you know how. Gotta share the message, get it on through. Come on, Christian, don't you ask me why. Oh, listen to the music. Oh, listen to the good news. Like too much, I love it. Oh, listen to the good news all the time. It's Thursday night, we love them, having fun and messing up. Well, we know better everything we say. Sharing the good news every day. We'll be happy and we'll dance. Oh, we're gonna dance our blues away. And if the news feels good to you, it's feeling good to me. There ain't nothing we can do or say. Feeling good, feeling fine. Come on, Christian, share the news today. Oh, let's do the good news. Oh, let's do the good news. Oh, let's do the good news all the time. God pours out like a river,
Jesus appears in the sky, and the crowd is growing bigger, reaching out to Jesus as we begin to fly. Oh, oh, listen to the music. Oh, oh, listen to the good news. Oh, oh, listen to the good news all the time.
That's all I get. It's Thursday night. Less instruments. We made it.
You're right.
God bless Scott back here. He says it wasn't horrible. You're right. It was awful.
Nah, we're having fun. Give me a moment here to get on the other microphone. Move into the fun mode here.
All right. Well, hello to all. We got lots rolling through here. I'm showing 9 currently, according to Facebook, but the numbers here show more. So. Got a good message to share. God's messages are always good. Let's get this out of the way here. Which one? Oh, greater? No. Didn't have enough instruments for greater. Not enough instruments for greater. Remember that one? Bring your doubt. It has a nice... we hit the percussion for it. We have the percussion for it. We needed some more instruments for it. Like some electric guitars and all the other fun things with it. Okay, guess what? Does everybody know what today is? It's National Day of Prayer. Kind of snuck up on it. It happens the first Thursday of every May. It's been happening that way since... since 1775, actually, but they, if official, it came into effect, I actually printed out some of that stuff. Here it is. The National Day of Prayer was created in 1952 by joint resolution of Congress and signed into law by President Harry S. Truman. In 1988, the law was unanimously amended by the House and the Senate, signed into law by President Ronald Reagan on Thursday, May 5th, 1988, designating the first Thursday of May as a day of national prayer. So it actually took us till 88 to officially... make some, but still, it always did happen. So the theme for this year is Pray for America. It's unity. So here you go for Facebook Live folks. They can see it too. So it's unity. It's Ephesians 4, verse 3, which says, and I'm not sure what version they used on this, but making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Oh, that's good. It's real good. I remember back in the early 2000s or so, I can remember there was a real big push for the National Day of Prayer stuff. There was posters like that, there's all kinds of stuff, at least around me. And maybe it's happening in different parts of the country. I don't know. But at least in my life, it kind of just seemed to happen. But it's important. Meet at the flagpole stuff. Well, actually, yeah, a lot of that still does happen. A lot of times at the schools, of course. But let me read you just a little bit. Every year, each president does a proclamation. And there's not been a proclamation missed, since the 50s. So that works with that. Yeah, Bruce will share. So it says on this is a proclamation from President Donald Trump. On this National Day of Prayer, we join together to offer gratitude for our many blessings and to acknowledge our need for divine wisdom, guidance, and protection. Prayer, by which we affirm our dependence on God, has long been fundamental to our pursuit of freedom, peace, unity, and prosperity. Prayer sustains us and brings us comfort, hope, peace, and strength. Therefore, we must cherish our spiritual foundations and uphold our legacy of faith. It goes on and on with other, as proclamations normally do. That's an important thing. So it's nationaldayofprayer.org if anybody wants to go see some more information on that. One of the things that, let me share with you a little bit what happened last week. So last Thursday, I wasn't here, the pastor was here last Thursday.
I was I'm losing track of Thursdays. What are you saying? Oh, you weren't here either. Oh, well, congratulations. Mom was here. Okay. Well, some of you weren't here, but I wasn't either. But regardless, so on my way, I was on a business trip out in Pennsylvania. And on my way back from this business trip, I'd always been wanting to stop at what's called the Old Pioneer Cemetery. And the Old Pioneer Cemetery is where Jacob Conrad, I'm seventh generation from Jacob Conrad, first came over to the United States. He came from Switzerland. He was a Mennonite minister, okay? And he actually started a church called the Beach Mennonite Church. So this church was started in 1822 when he came over. That church is still in existence today. And what's fascinating with that is, so on Thursday, I had actually called the church, and they were there, they answered. And I said, hey, do you have office hours on Friday? Because I was going to be driving by the next day on that Friday. And she said, no, we don't. She said, but what was your name again? And I said, Greg Conrad. And she said, oh, our custodian's maiden name was Conrad. Let me give you her, the phone number and she'll call you. So sure enough, on Friday, she called me. She only lived 10 minutes away from the church, so she met me there at the church. So as I go into the church, she says, oh, would you like to see our history room? It's like, yeah, yeah. And in there, they actually had a person named Lloyd Conrad, who had actually gathered a bunch of information together, and I believe it was probably his nephew, I'm a little unclear on it, named Yoder was his last name, that actually put together this book. But I share this with you because the history of our fathers, right, the founding fathers of this nation, for that matter, but the history is of our, there's a lot of relevance to that. And of course, as you know, when we accept Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that we're a brand new creation, right? So at that point, if we're a brand new creation, what does our ancestry go back to? It goes back to Jesus, right? How cool is that? So it's great to know worldly where we've come from, you know, and what God really has created our family line to be for, to do. But to see all this was really neat, really neat stuff. So one of the things that God was kind of leading me to focus on today was prayer being the National Day of Prayer. And a lot of times I'll just kind of go with where the Spirit's lead me on this, but God actually led me to this website. I just did a simple Google to show me some scriptures for prayer, right? And this one was great. This one was really good. But before I actually get into this, though, I want to share with you out of James 5. Let's see if I can get to the right spot here. James 5, verse 13 to the end, which is like 20. This section is entitled The Prayer of Faith. And this is what's said. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Better than what we did here, I hope. We had fun. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of Jesus. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. And I absolutely love this, because notice in James here that says that. So they tie sin and forgiveness together. Now, you remember when Jesus was out doing healings, he was at a house. And you remember the story where people came and brought a friend of theirs and they took off the tiles of the roof? And they dropped the guy in. Now, you remember the Pharisees and all that are hanging around trying to find a way to accuse Jesus, right? And you remember Jesus said to him, your sins are forgiven. And it's all, who are you? Who are you to forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins. And you think about it from a human perspective. That's a fair question, right? So, but Jesus says, all right, let me just prove this to you. And so he said, in the name of Jesus, he commanded him to get up. So he got up and took his mat. So at that point, Jesus tied forgiveness and healing together, all right? So when we're forgiven, we're healed. When we're healed, we're forgiven. How neat is that? How gracious is that? And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Okay, a prayer of a righteous man. All right, so there's a stipulation there, right? The prayer of a righteous man. Man, of course, meaning humans, men and women. So the prayer of the righteous. Now, what is righteous? We remember Jesus, we were made righteous in Christ Jesus, right? All right? So if we're made right, that means if we believe in Jesus, we're righteous, so God hears our prayers. Elijah was just a man, just like all of us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. And again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. The point there being, of course, Elijah, before Jesus, Old Testament, a man, because of his faith in God, he was able to do these great and awesome things. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner away from the error of his way will save him from death and cover a multitude of sins. All right? So we're called to reach out to people that we, especially people we know that have faith, that are Christians. We're called to say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. All right? Now, that's not to say that we're to judge them. God judges. But we do have the authority, you know, to work as an instrument of God to help do some correction on that. So that James 5:16, of course, is one of the, as you might expect, is one of the ones that was in this one. This was at crosswork.com, and I'll actually go ahead, if you go to my Facebook page later on this, I'll go ahead and put a link to this page so you can actually read some of this and see what they covered through this. Okay, first one, there's 10 of them on here, they go pretty quick. Luke 18:13-14. But the tax collector stood at a distance, and he would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. But everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So, of course, this is talking about the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector. You remember the Pharisee goes in and says, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like everybody else. All right? and this guy comes in humbled. All right? And the tax collector comes in humbly before God. And he says, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. So the tax collector, he knew he was honest with God, right? He was honest. The other one was pompous. But he was honest with God, and he humbled himself. So this shows us how we need to acknowledge the need for God's mercy. That's what that prayer is doing. So God, of course, answered his prayer and saved him. In Psalm 66, verse 18, it said, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. So this is a verse from David, one of the Psalms of David. And this is showing that our hindrance to God, to God's willingness to hear our prayers, so unconfessed sin, all right? So some might ask, so if sin prevents God from hearing our prayers, then none of us has a chance, because even if all have sinned, we're not even saved. So this is a pretty interesting one. So if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. God loves a repentant heart. He wants us to repent, to acknowledge, man, I messed up. But if we're not acknowledging, he's not going to honor that prayer. Why should he, right? Remember, we're created in his image. We tend to think a lot more like God than you think when we're thinking right. Psalm 34:15. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Remember, we talked about the righteous being righteous because of our faith in Christ. And his ears are attentive to their cry. So if we have a right relationship with God, so we're seeking him, we're trying to do his will. And we're human, we mess up, right? But the thing is, when we mess up, we got to acknowledge that. All right, Lord, sorry. Lord, I messed up. Help me do better. Because only God's going to help us do better. Only God's going to help that. So, so at that time, a lot of times we tend to wonder, right? Do we have a right relationship, God? Is he really hearing my prayers? Is this thing really happening? You know, so this assures us that he's in tune. He's listening, especially when we're focused on him and turning to him. In Daniel 9, verse 18, it says, we do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Now remember, this is pre-Jesus, all right? So they weren't able to be made righteous in Jesus. The only thing that would make them righteous would be their works, following the Old Testament, following the Ten Commandments, right? So he said, we do not make requests of you because we are righteous, meaning they humbly come before him, but because of your great mercy. And this is from Daniel's prayer on behalf of the Jews that were exiled in Babylon. And it shows us a powerful truth about prayer, and that's that God answers our prayers because of his mercy, not because of our good works. Think about that. We can try all we want. We can try. That's Old Testament stuff, right? These are guidelines. These are things we're supposed to strive for. And Jesus just summarized it real simple. Love the Lord your God above all. Love your neighbor as yourself. He just took all those. Here's the basics, guys. You follow these and you're good. But so many times a lot of us feel like we need to earn our way. How could God possibly heal me because I'm a sinner? I'm constantly doing this. How could this, the enemy plays games with us like that. He tries to keep us in condemnation, but God's saying, hey, it's my mercy. It's my mercy. Here's Psalm 5, verse 3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. In the morning, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before. Why would this saying in the morning? It was very common in the Jewish culture. We pray multiple times, but praying in the morning, of course, is a great thing. And that's a great time to be spending time with God, to be reading the Word, to be getting time. Why? Because when you first wake up in the morning, you haven't been bombarded with all the stuff of the day. And today was another one of those days. I was bombarded. But bless God, He carries us through. But this is showing us the attitude. The attitude we need to have when we pray. It's that eager expectation that God's listening. He's there first thing in the morning. He's going to answer. He's going to answer our prayers. Because that's what God does. Let's see what else I've got here. 1 John 5:14. This is a confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And I really like that one a lot. If we ask anything according to His will. God's not a vending machine. God's not a magic genie you're rubbing the bottle with it. It's got to be in line with God's will. And so obviously, if you're asking for God to strike somebody dead, that's not working here. Okay? But God delights in answering prayers that are in alignment, with His will. He loves that. Now, but why? Why would, some people might say, well, why doesn't God just do that? Why do I have to pray? Why do I have to do this? It's because in Genesis 1:28, what God gave dominion of the earth and everything on it to man. All right? God owns it. God's sovereign. God owns it all. Right? He owns it. He gave us the lease. All right? So a legal lease. In order for anything to legally happen on this earth, it has to be done by flesh and blood, which is why Christ had become flesh and blood and walked this earth. That was the only way God could take and reverse all the effects from the Garden of Eden, from the original sin. Because it legally had to be done by flesh and blood that walked this earth. So that's actually what that's going through here. So that's according to God's will. That's how it gets done. James 4:3. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. So at that point in James 4:3, it's telling us when we pray, we want to make sure that we're praying with the right motives. All right, the right motives, again, kind of goes back to the previous one for 1 John 5:14, praying in alignment with God's will. All right, we need to be in God's will with the right motives. Because too many times, our prayers are what? It's all self-centered, right? Oh, God, please help me this. Don't let this happen to me now. Don't let that happen to me. And most of the time, those type of prayers are simply something that we've just got to stand on the authority of Christ. And just tell that demon spirit, just quit messing with us. I'm 55. I've never worn glasses. The enemy has been trying to take my sight and make me wear glasses. I'm not letting it happen. When my eyes start going stupid, I say, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I have pure new eyes. Now, when I was younger, I could focus here. Now it's here. So my presumption is I was just exceptional when I was younger. And now my eyes are normal, right? So we'll go with that. Yeah, I'm watching you, Mom. Matthew 26, verse 42. He, meaning Jesus, went away a second time and prayed, Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink, may your will be done. So Jesus, remember, before he was led off to be whipped and crucified and die for man, Jesus prayed to God, but yet Jesus acknowledged what God's will was. He knew what his mission was. He had to do that. So at that point, what is that? That's a surrender, right? That's a submission. And a lot of times, too, for healing, that's really where we need to be. We need to surrender and just let our bodies just relax and submit to Christ. Because God's sitting here. He's wanting to touch you. He's sitting here. He's like, come on, drop the shields. I want to come in. But we've got different things, you know, pride and confusion. It just goes down the list of all the things that keep us from receiving. You know, but we got to ask for the right reason, right? The right reason, the right purpose. And we got to submit to God. God is good. God is good. Two more. Mark 9:24, one of my favorites. I do believe, help me overcome my belief. All right, now this is the one, this is in Mark 9, and this is prior to this, Jesus had taken his disciples, and he had sent them off by twos. You may recall, he sent them off by twos, said, don't take any extra money or extra clothes, just go, all right? He said, all your needs will be taken care of. Well, they come back to Jesus, oh, it's amazing, you know, the demons are bowing to your name, they're leaving, they're going down the list, everybody's real excited. Then this guy comes up to Jesus and said, hey, your disciples couldn't heal my son. Okay? This son had the way it's described, it's like a spirit of epilepsy, right? He would go into seizures, he would fall, he'd go through all that stuff. And Jesus then turns to his disciples and said, you wicked and perverse generation, how long have I got to put up with you? Jesus chastised his disciples for not healing this boy. Why couldn't they heal the boy? They couldn't heal the boy because they didn't have enough faith. They go, wait a second, you know, they just got back, they saw all this, not only didn't have enough faith for that, you know, it's like, remember in the eyes of God, all this stuff's the same. A common cold or raising from the dead, I mean, that's all the same to God, it's a nothing. And it needs to be, and it was a nothing for Jesus too. Why? Because remember, Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit. And what happens with us in our lives? We're not born of the Spirit until we accept Christ, you know, as an adult, until we accept this later. So we've had all these years of junk and garbage that the enemy's got a list now, right? Yeah, let's remind him of this one. That worked. Okay. Let's remind him of that one. Now, the devil can't read your mind, but he can watch your reaction. He can throw darts at you. Remember, it talks about, in Ephesians 6, we're told about the shields, right? The shield of faith, all right? And the breastplate, and they go down the whole list of all the armor of God. So the enemy will go ahead and toss an idea into your head, and let's watch and see how you react. Like, oh, that worked. Save that one. We'll use that one later. That didn't work. Let's try another. It just keeps going and going. So what's the best thing to do then when we get these weird little thoughts and that's come into our head? It's to start praising God. Declaring scripture in that. Because at that point they'll say, oh, I don't want praising God. I'm not going to do that one again. Even though our natural reaction is to cower. Is to cower in fear. Because we're human. We're human. We get beat up. Beat up a lot. But the neat thing about this particular passage, I do believe, help me overcome my beliefs. So this debunks one of the greatest misconceptions about prayer, which says, if I have enough faith. See, because obviously the disciples didn't have enough faith, all right? This man didn't have enough faith. Jesus had the faith, all right? So God tells us to ask in faith. We need to just believe. Just have that glimmer. That little bit of hope is all we need. Now, when we're praying for people, we need to have that level of faith that Jesus has. Well, we got to believe, right? Because if we don't, we're just blowing words around. I mean, yeah, it's like, well, I kind of wish. And one of the things that happens with a lot of people too, when they're praying to God, they'll say, "Oh God, please." Now, think about this a second. You as a parent, we got a number of parents here, right? So, as parents, if you had already done something for your child, you'd shown them, okay, this is how it works, you've got that. And then they come to you and say, oh, can I please, what do we want to pick? Borrow the car, right? Let them borrow the car before. You show them that you trust them with the car. Oh, please, can I borrow the car? All right. And you've said, hey, take it anytime you want. All right. You've already given them that. We got to draw the line with parent stuff, right? So the child comes and takes the car then. Now, what happens if that child every time comes in, hey, every time, can I take the car? Every morning, can I take the car? What's happening? Is you as a parent, it's like, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that? I mean, God's the same way with it. So Jesus clearly showed God's will for healing. Every single person that came to Jesus was healed. Jesus never said, oh, God's teaching you a lesson. Come back next week. You know, oh, God gave you that. No, Jesus healed all who came. So when we go, oh, God, please heal me, that's a slap in the face. It's, come on. He already gave you that. He already gave you the answer on that. Last one. Actually, it's one I already read before, but I'll read it again. James 5:16. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective, right? Now, and I want to read the actual text that they wrote here. What a beautiful affirmation James, who was the half-brother of Jesus, all right? gives in this short verse. When we wonder if prayer accomplishes anything, he encourages us. Not only is prayer powerful, but it is effective. You're not wasting your time when you're praying. So keep praying. God is using your prayers to accomplish his will. So that's the bottom line with it, right? Prayer. There's a lot of power in prayer. So we've got, so today, the National Day of Prayer, is probably just a fantastic day to take prayer requests and to do all the other things. So for people on Facebook, do me a favor. Let me pull my phone out here for a second and look, because I can't see it on this tablet. But drop us your prayer requests here. We're going to lift those up. We're going to get some prayer requests here, here local. As soon as I bring this up, and we'll get that. So I'll do the local ones here first, and then I'll grab this one and see what we've got rolling in here. Give me a second. Guys have a hard time doing multiple things at once. We're rough about that. Okay, here we go. Where should we start? Start with Rita. We'll start in the middle on the other side. How are things for you, Rita? What can we lift up for you today? Sadie is 3 years old. Dog bite. Her arm is red. Okay, so the dog bite and her arm is red. Which, not that really, which arm? Do you know? Her left arm? Yeah, pretty name. 3 year old. All right, we're getting our prayer circle. We're going to lift up Sadie. Because God is good. He takes care of those kind of things. Hi, Linda. What you up to, Linda? What should we lift today? Oh, you going to tell me a story? What's your story? Okay. Yeah. Oh, Rick that had passed a while back. Okay,
he came
yeah.
To me, and he sat down with me, and I saw him.
Okay.
Because I was in the
person. Right.
And right still, hard to survive my situation. Okay. And he was saying to me, he was my
friend. Nice. So after you'd fallen, were you actually asleep dreaming, or was this like a vision?
I was sleeping.
Okay, so after you'd fallen, you were sleeping, and then your friend Rick, who's in eternal glory now, hanging out with God, in the dream you actually saw him come sit next to you, I guess, and touch your face, you know, for healing. How awesome is that?
It was cool.
That is really good. Back?
Okay.
All right. Not for long. Sore back. We're going to pray for your back. Your eyes looking good. Looking real good. Still got a little more we got to work on there. We're going to give that to God, too. But that's good. Awesome. Don't go anywhere, right? Okay. Because remember how we're doing this. Baby. Sonia with twins is still in the hospital? Okay.
And they're now her husband is having
Oh, really?
And the lawyer is working with ICE and immigration to have more leave.
Okay. Husband, okay, and for her. Amen.
Right.
hear you. Yep, she's not alone, even though she feels that way. Oh, I am not alone. Carrie Jovi yet. When's her, how much longer is she supposed to go? 22nd, is that going to be the 34-week point, or is that's when the official due date? Oh, so she's, okay, good. Good, she's made it past the, excellent. Twins for Sonia and her husband, what's her husband's name, do you know?
Eli.
Eli, nice. Like that, Eli. Eli and Sonia. They're beautiful twins, and get that immigration silliness now fixed and taken care of. Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing's impossible. Amen. Okay. Focus on Christ, yeah. Don't let the enemy drag you down. Absolutely. Speak the result. Good advice. Exactly right. Yeah, devil's behind, God's in front. Well said. Well said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tensions at work are never fun. Probably not hard to find, but hard to do, right?
And this young man,
that's an interesting job you have, to actually show people what they did wrong. In an effort to help them do right, you have to tell them what they did wrong. Interesting job. Oh, that's right. It can be better if, right? Do this to make it better. You could be a politician. That's what faith is, right? Believing in the unseen.
Hope.
Good. So for work, we're just going to say hope. How's that? We'll keep that simple. Because there always is hope. That is neat. Well, when you can talk to people, talk to anybody about Scripture, especially at work, that's fantastic. That's really neat. Really neat. For those still watching on Facebook, go ahead and give us your requests here. We're just about done here locally, but I want to make sure we've got all those lifted up too. Mom, what's been going on? Oh, that's good. Nothing's been going on, so that's good then, right? Ethel? I was going to say, she's getting pretty old now, right? 93, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's for her son with kidney problems, too. All right. Okay. So bring the two together to talk. Okay. I'm with you. Good. Tom, how's your world? Do you have a decent week? You got one more day left. So that's where you're at right now? Okay. So November 16, you're diagnosed with prostate cancer. 17, they did their operation thing, which should take care of it. And then here in the, so in the past few months, you've been passing clots and the doctors are scratching their head. But bless God, we know who takes care of those things, don't we? We'll pray for you tonight, brother. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got a back and a body. Growth of the body too, right? God bless you, my brother. How's the back row? Gravity doing well? That's always good. Who's been winning? Scott, so Scott, your week is at five. You're gonna think you're gonna have five Mondays this week, huh? Would you prefer that those be five Saturdays, Sundays, or Fridays? Chris? So five Mondays this week. All right. So our prayer for you should be for five Sundays? Probably you work on Sunday too, but it's not probably not as bad as Monday though, right? No, okay. Then we'll wish you for five Sundays. That's good. My friend Bruce. All right, so if Todd or Brandon are watching, Bruce has requested he's not going to be the only guitar player again. Oh, yeah, no, I knew which guy. Oh, you didn't see. Yeah, Scott. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And there's been a lot of things. Scott presses on through a lot of stuff. It's tough. It's tough. Let's see what, let's take a look real quick here. Let's take a look. And I'm going to be working backwards here on what's going on with Facebook. Cindy. Whoops. Cindy. Yeah, we're lifting up Cindy. Cindy needs to be able to sit. Be able to sit amongst other things, I know. But we're going for that one. So, able to sit. Karen. Karen's got her dad, Ted, with shingles. Shingles and infection in his face and eye. Ugh. That stuff, yeah, we got, yeah, bless God he can take care of all these things. And he will. We're going to lift that up. Shingles infection and in the eye. Yeah, that's garbage in the eye is never, never, never good. I'll comment on these two later. Julie. Julie's lifting up for her son's salvation, yeah. Well, I know that works because my mother's sitting in front of me in James 5:16, the effective fervent prayers of the righteous bring much. And here, look where I am right now. Oh, yeah, I forgot Karen's from Australia. As she says, the team from Oz. That's good. Getting down under, right, exactly. How good is that? Let's see, did I miss any other ones here? Yeah, sure. Todd Truman's watching. Hey, Bruce. Todd Truman's watching. Yeah. Todd, I don't know if Todd was connected when he heard that Bruce wants to never be the lonely guitar player again. Yeah, I was trying to help you out there, Bruce. But I know what you mean. You're still alone. That's good. All right, I think I got them. I think I got them here. Hopefully I didn't miss any. If not, I'll be doubling back with them on these. That's good. Let's make our circle. Da, 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 da. Got a big sheet. Got a big, big sheet. Da, da, da. I don't know. Of course, with the eye thing I was telling you about, I should lay it on the floor, shouldn't I?
You should.
Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. I keep forgetting. Facebook Live. We're going to go ahead and spin this thing around. I got to turn it on. So they can see our circle. Because that's part of the fun stuff with it. It's still turning. It's still turning. It's almost there. It's almost there. Mm-hmm. By golly, we want to make sure everybody's part of this. I'm coming to get you to scoot over right there. Right there. Perfect. 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 It's perfect. Just like Brandon. See, we had Brandon on here last time. We had to get in just the right spot. But it's good. But Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights and all the challenges that come on Thursday nights ahead of time, Lord, because these are the things where we have to learn to trust in you and trust for your peace, for your guidance, your direction. And I thank you, Lord, for these people around here, these people that are watching on Facebook. I thank you, Lord, you bring it all together. For we trust in you, Lord. We choose to trust. We choose to trust in prayer and believing and speaking the result and bringing it all together. So, Lord, right now we're lifting up for Rita's request here for Sadie, little three-year-old Sadie, you know, with this dog bite. Lord, I thank you that nothing is impossible for you. She's in Children's right now, Lord, and there's good care there, but we thank you for your supernatural touch, Lord, that amazes them. It says, why are you here? Let's release you and get you home, back into your bed, let you sleep right at night. So I thank you, Daddy, that dog bite is null and void, that she's fully healed and restored. As we call the Holy Spirit, fire of God on her, to purify and restore as the captives are set free, Lord. So thank you for your healing touch on her. Thank you that Linda's been doing better. We're gonna lay hands on your back here, all right, in a few minutes. Okay, we're going to do that. Thank you, and thank you for the blessings of seeing Rick in a dream. Mm-hmm. That's good. God brings healings for things like that. That's really, really good. Never had a dream like that before, huh?
Well, I see a lot of people, but never the whole body.
Nice. Got to see the whole thing. That's beautiful. That's a great gift. A great gift from God. So, yeah, definitely be taking care of that back. We're lifting up Sonia. Sonia and Eli, and all that weird, I guess I'll call it legal situation. Right? It's keeping husband and wife separated, Lord, and with her new, with these twins coming. So I thank you, Lord. You just touch. God is good. God is good. God loves families. God created us. God created us like that. So I thank you, Lord. You just bring all together, and thank you for what you're doing at work for just a few more months. Not 1 month, I guess. 1.5, 6 weeks or something. Couple months, okay. Retirement's coming. But thank you that God places people in our lives, no matter where they are, but especially at work, that's neat. You can talk scripture. Share the love of God. That is really good. I'm blessed with some people at my work, too. I've got a number of ministers that work for me. Yeah, it's good. It is good. It is good. And Lord, we're lifting up Ethel. 93 is a ripe old age. And I can understand why she's getting tired. But Lord, I thank you that you bring restoration for her and her son, especially for healing on that son. Make sure there's that peace there, Lord. I know it's your will for that to happen, and here we are standing together, right? Making claim for this. Making claim for the victory. For that victory in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you especially for our brother Tom. Brother, we're going to be laying hands for you here in a moment. Just to get rid of all that cancer and just junk that the enemy's been trying to just build up within your body. So we're speaking the purity and the purifying power of God to set you free, my friend. set you free from this junk. So we just speak peace, love, and joy to you, my friend. Because it will happen. Because God is an awesome God. Lord, we lift up our brother Scott. And we thank you for the great many talents he brings here, for the joy he brings. This man presses on through many challenges, emotional, physical, every day. There's things that are normal for him that most of us would just cower at. But yet you've given him the strength and the endurance to press on. But Lord, your word tells us in Hebrews 11:6, that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And I see Scott here seeking the Lord. He's praising you, Lord, in song. And I thank you, Lord, that for your special touch that fully restores him. And great love touch for his dad, too, for Bruce. God bless Bruce, the soul guitar player. You did well, my friend. You did well. God is good. But I thank you, Lord, for a healing touch for anything Bruce has a need for. Because, Lord, you're awesome. You're awesome, and you're just so amazing. Who else have I got through, lifted up through here? Cindy, we've been connected on Facebook for a while. And bless God, I know that Cindy is seeking God. And God wants you to be totally set free, Cindy. So I thank you, Lord, as you just help Cindy receive what she needs to receive, just to let the love of God flow through. We speak the life, the strength, and the glory power of Yeshua Christ Jesus into Cindy, all listening, all in this circle. So Cindy, arise up, sit up, stand up, be made fully whole. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, be made fully whole. Fully whole, she must. Karen, for your dad. Karen from the land of Oz. I love how they call that down there, right? So for your dad, Ted, yeah, the shingles, we come against the shingles, that infection, that infirmity. We crush it. In the glorious name of Christ Jesus, we command it bow. So we speak just pure holiness for him. Lord, that infection goes, the shingles go, that virus dies. That's right, virus dies. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, it is crushed. It's got to go. Got to go. And yeah, for Julie, we thank you. God makes a way. You keep pressing on, Julie, for your son and for his salvation. And there may have been a couple others that have just come in that we didn't see since we're in the circle. But Lord, you know what those are, and I'll reply to this later personally. But God, you're amazing. You're awesome. I thank you, Lord, for special blessings we're going to have on Sunday. We're going to have Melody here joining us on Sunday. All right? I get her for one Sunday before she leaves for 3 months to go to Crane Lake, Minnesota. She's going to be doing ministry at the national parks. She'll be leading worship, weekend worship at the parks. Well, that's a great joy, right? That's a great joy. So needless to say, I know where my vacation is going to be this year. But God's peace and God's joy is good. And Melody's last exam is tomorrow, so we're picking her up tomorrow from college and bringing back.
Good. Passing grade.
Oh, she's been getting A's and A pluses, so we're speaking another A plus for her. Because God is gracious and good. That's good. All right, is there anything else, guys? Oh, we're going to pray for your hands then, too, Rita. Is that okay? Doesn't matter. Years or minutes, it doesn't matter. Yeah, Scott crushed her hand. All right, so now we got three things to pray for, and we will. Why don't you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's take care of this back first. What do you think? What do you think? Come here, young lady. Come here.
It's right in.
You're going to do that? You're going to put your hand back there
right
for
her? Here.
Here, Mom. Come here. Okay. Just your whole spine, right?
Yeah.
The whole spine is messing with you? Okay. All right. Well, Linda, you know that God loves you. God loves you, and he thinks you're awesome and amazing, right? Yeah, and you are worthy. because everyone that came to the front of Jesus received. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that this back is made fully whole right now. That all pain, all soreness leaves right now. Everybody repeat this after me. Say, this healing belongs to Linda because of what Jesus has done. That's right. Pain, you must leave. Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, now hold on a second. What are you feeling right now?
It's
right. Did it move?
No, it's at the same place.
Okay, now watch this. Watch this, because God is good. Okay. Lord, I thank you for your touch right now. So, Linda, you're a pure spirit. God loves you. So we call the healing hand of God to touch you right now. Infirmity, we command you, go. Let her go. So muscles, tendons, ligaments, be loosed. Be loosed right now. Hold on.
It's getting better.
Getting better, good, all right? Thank you, Daddy. 100% now. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. All pain, go. There's just a little bit left. Hold on. I thank you, Lord. Be loosed. Be loosed. Wiggle around there for me. Wiggle around. Do something you couldn't do before. Did you get good like this or something? What would cause the hurt before?
If I move a certain way.
Okay. Can you try moving and see if you got any pain at all?
Nope.
None.
None.
Not even a twinge.
Nope.
God good? Isn't God good? Do the twist?
Yeah.
You got a dance for everybody? Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was it vibrating when you were praying? Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. That's really cool.
Well, we'll never fall again.
That's right. No falling. No more falling allowed. No more falling allowed. Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come here. You've just been healed. You've just been healed. We're going to pray for our brother Tom. Our brother Tom. This cancer garbage that was messing with you, brother, in 16, and the doctors did stuff on 17, but just garbage coming against you now, man, it's illegal. It's illegal. It's not allowed. You're a love child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, my friend. The enemy has no grip on you. You are worthy because of Christ. The world's been trying to take so many things away from you, my brother, and that's all a lie. It's all a lie. Because our God is gracious. Our God is merciful. And I thank you, Lord, that his body, mind, and spirit are fully loosed from the torment. These things have been... This weight's got to go. Be filled with the peace, the love, and the joy of Jesus Christ. Just the joy, Lord. I thank you for joy. So, Lord, these things that have been happening with Tom's body, we now command they stop. Every last bit stops. So, Lord, I thank you for all brand new through Tom's body. His entire body, mind, and spirit, Lord. For everybody else that's in this circle that's watching right now, we declare you whole, my brother. Fully whole in body, mind, and spirit. Because we love you. God loves you. And it's the love of Christ that sets us free. So I thank you, Daddy, as the prostate is made fully whole, or wherever's left down there, Lord, you know what needs to happen. So we just call the purifying Holy Spirit fire of God upon you, my friend. Let's claim this for Tom, guys. So this healing belongs to Tom.
This healing belongs to Tom.
Because what Jesus has done.
What Jesus has done.
Body, you be healed right now.
Body, be healed right now.
100%.
100%.
No less.
No less.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Just hang loose here for a second, guys. Just hang loose. Okay, Lord. It's good. We love you, brother. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. God's got this. God's got this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God's got this. Just release it. Get all the junk out, my friend. I love you. I love you. sometimes God blesses me in the spirit to see things happen in the spirit. And you've just been touched, my friend. You've just been touched. Thank you, Lord. A full physical healing. I have all the results. Peace. Peace. Remember, the word tells us, speak things in faith, right? Speak the result in faith. We've all declared that for you here now, my brother. You are healed. You are healed. I love you, my friend. Love you, brother. You get to help pray for some hands now. Well, that's a challenge. Why don't you use your hands? Come over here, ladies. All right, so what's been going on with your hands? Is it arthritis just in your hands, or is it through? Oh, guess what? Have we told you about the rheumatoid arthritis healing that happened here?
No.
We're going to tell you all about it then. Because I want you to hear about it to know that you're going to get the same gift, the same healing. Rheumatoid arthritis has been trying to mess with you. All right, there was a young lady here. She's probably in her early 40s. She had been suffering from rheumatoid arthritis for like 10 or 12 years. It was after the birth of her second son. Her children had never seen her walk without pain, you know, because it was, you know, it's all through the body. And she was sitting right here. And actually, this was a service where we actually had it as a healing service. The pastor was here with communion and everything. But we shared the good news, and we prayed. And when we prayed, we had her stand up, and we ended up having her walk. And long and short, she ended up doing laps around here, okay? Her children came. Her children were here also. The whole family was here. They came in there, and they'd never seen Mom walk normally. And it was great. Now, one of the things I will share with you with rheumatoid arthritis, what happens is typically rheumatoid arthritis comes in because the enemy finds some way to try to keep us under condemnation. Sometimes it's an event, sometimes it's whatever. Now, I'm not sharing you this because this is not a limitation to your healing, but I'm sharing you with this because sometimes we got to reclaim our healing, all right? For me, I dealt with years of anxiety and irritable bowel syndrome, okay, which became irritable bowel syndrome. And I had to reclaim my healing less and less over about 30 days before I was healed, right? And that's because the enemy doesn't want to let go. You know, he's kind of hid you in this bubble for so long. In my case, it was like 5 years. You were about the same, like 5 or 4 years or more. Doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or 5 years. But I share that with you because you have the authority of Christ. We all stand here on the authority of Christ Jesus. Jesus died so you could have that authority, right? And actually, the physical beating is what gets it. So Isaiah 53:5, remember, says, by his stripes we are healed, right? Okay. So actually, if you go by Scripture, remember, Jesus fulfilled that when he was physically beat. He hadn't been on the cross yet. So that moment there, healing was yours. Healing was yours in the name of Jesus. Now, the shedding of the blood was for the forgiveness of sins so we could spend it in heaven. But that's all part of that. It's by his stripes we are healed, okay? So you have the authority of Christ. And this is just junk messing with you. All right, this is just absolute junk messing with you. So let's just get all this taken care of, right? All right. So Lord, I thank you that you're awesome and amazing God. And Lord, you're bigger than anything in this world. You're bigger than all the darkness and all the guilt and condemnation, the things that try to that convince our brains to go ahead and start making us feel bad. Because that's where it all comes in. Ephesians 6:12, right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of darkness in high places. See, this is a battle. This is a battle of the mind. And about everybody's still listening because we're still streaming on Facebook. It's a battle of your mind. The enemy, because your mind is controlling everything that happens through your body. All these different joints and that stuff are all because the brain has tried to convince your body to do things that it shouldn't be doing. And it's a lie. It is an absolute lie. And we come against that lie. And we command that lie. That lie bow to the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. And leave you, reader, right now. So under the authority and the power and the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we command rheumatoid arthritis, infirmity, and all things, all spirits, contrary to the word and will of God, to leave you right now. So infirmity, go. Rheumatoid arthritis stuff, go. We just speak the life, the strength, the glory power of Jesus into your entire body, mind, and spirit. So hands, you must now be loosed and free. No pain, full flexibility, the entire body, mind, and spirit for her, Lord. From the top of the head through the soles of her feet. I want to claim this for you right now as a group. Everybody say this for me. Say, this healing belongs to Rita. Because of what Jesus has done. Rheumatoid arthritis, you are a lie. And you must leave Rita now. So rheumatoid arthritis, go. Pain, go.
Pain, go.
Stiffness, go.
Stiffening, go.
Be healed now.
Be healed now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All right, Rita, I want you to go ahead and move things around. Move things around and tell me what's happening, same, better, or worse. Awesome. No pain there. Okay, good. Keep testing your nose. Move your legs around, whatever. Just figure out what's going on. Back, neck. Nope, no excuses. We're going. Oh, it's going to go. Oh, it's going to go. All right, but we're seeing progress already. All right,
yeah,
the hand. How awesome is that? It looks like you got. Looks like it's got pretty good flexibility. Good. All right, that's good. We're getting there. Actually, what you're doing are guitar chords. Actually, you could have helped Bruce. Guys, put your hands on her back for her. What part of your back? The upper back or lower?
Lower back.
Lower back?
Right where somebody's hand there, right?
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, Lord, I thank you that you're awesome and amazing. And Daddy, we thank you for what you've given so far. And Papa, I thank you right now for a finished job. 100% healed and free now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for perfectly perfect, full flexibility, zero pain. So back you be made whole, you be loosed right now. It's getting pretty warm back there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is yeah. Getting warm back there.
Okay, good. That's good. Just we'll stick with it. Let the heat go. God blesses like that. Sometimes it's heat, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's tingling. I got a little tingling in your hands here. It's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She's fully set free. Do you remember Allison? Were you here when Allison was here, Rita?
I think I was here when Silverton was here today.
Okay. Well, anyway, Allison.
Yeah.
She moved to Indianapolis, right?
Yes.
But Allison actually was in a car accident many years back and had problems with her neck for years. You know, whiplash type thing or whatever. Prayed for her. God took care of that too. You know, so
it
doesn't matter. That's right. She had it for 7 years or something crazy. It's there's nothing's impossible for God, right?
Just
right. Is the heat still going, or is it starting to back off?
No, the heat's still going.
Well, we're sticking with it then. That's all right. One's warm, one's cold. Okay, that's good. That's good. God is good. Mm-hmm. God is good. Always love. See, God's just loving on you, Rita.
Mm-hmm.
How good is that?
Excellent.
Yeah, I need you, oh Lord. I need you. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome group of people we have here, guys. Because it's the faith. Everybody's faith is just flooding through. The power of God is just flowing. This is what our God does. He's awesome. He's amazing. Awesome, awesome, amazing. Thank you, Lord, for every last bit. Every last bit. Let's straighten up this one finger here, too. These two fingers look like they need a little straightening. Mm-hmm. So, like the joint inflamed or something there, or what was that?
Actually, it's more bone now. It's gotten some arthritis. This is the one that usually won't.
Okay. All right. Well, while the back's still warm, we'll go after some fingers here. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. You look okay here. You feel all right through here? It looks good.
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Oh, there you go.
It's starting to do it. This one.
Okay. No more. No more. So, Daddy, I thank you that you touch these joints, every joint in Rita's body. Any of these weird calcium buildups or whatever this arthritis junk does. I thank you, Papa, that you break it down, you get it out of there with no pain. It is made fully restored, Lord Jesus, for nothing is impossible for you. So every bone, every joint, every muscle, every ligament, every tendon, no more pain, full flexibility, perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect, thank you, Jesus. perfectly perfect. The back slowing down.
Actually, I had sciatica till 9/11.
Sciatica and it's gone now?
Because it was like...
Awesome.
I didn't know if I could stand here. But I...
Oh, you feel hot hands.
Now we have
feet. Okay. If you're feeling hot hands, I'm not moving. Where's that? That means you're still receiving. That's fine. That's just fine. Let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is awesome.
My hands are the best.
That's right. Well, that's just, and they're going to stay this way. They're not going to get worse. They're going to get better. They're going to get better. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look at these.
It's going to be much better. I'm sorry it doesn't hurt now.
This actually looks a little smaller, which is good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every knuckle, every one of these joints, Lord Jesus, just make these perfectly perfect. Perfectly perfect.
I'm accepting that. Knuckles are healed.
Nice. Nice. Thank you, Lord. How good is that? God just loving on you. He's loving on a lot of people today. Loving on your back, loving on her back. Loving on Tom. Loving on everybody. So thank you, Jesus. Slow down. All right, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to go over here. This is always the best. Steps are always the best. The best and the best test of everything. I want you to go do the steps. So walk up. You can do handrail if you like. There's no shame in that. That's all right. Walk up the steps. Walk down the steps. Sit down. Stand. Hey, why don't you sit down there and stand up and... Just she's gonna go for sitting on the steps. That's a really good one. All right. Any pain anywhere, even a twinge anywhere. Hands feel great. Body feels good. Isn't that awesome? Come on, come on, come on. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, we're so happy you're here.
I appreciate it so much.
Oh, we're so happy you're here. That's awesome. How good is that?
I'm gonna fall for
this. All right. Now remember what I told you. If that pain tries to come back, you say, no, I am healed in the name of Jesus. Pain, you must leave me now. And it will. And it will.
Absolutely.
Go after it. Don't accept it because God is awesome. God is awesome and amazing. How good is that? How good is that? And she does.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign off of this one. All right. I mean, we still got five. Still got five people watching and hanging out. So we're going to say goodbye to everybody. So for those of you who stuck around with it and those you're going to watch later, that's right, Linda, say goodbye. Say goodbye. God bless you all. Remember, keep your focus on Jesus, for your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has already done. Make it a great, awesome, and amazing week. God bless you.